You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, filling in for Cynthia Canty. Well, it's Wednesday, so it's also time to take a look at a piece of Michigan history with the Michigan History Center. He was 7 feet tall. He had shining eyes and a terrifying howl. He looked like a man, but was more like a dog. He was the Dog Man of Michigan. On this day before All Hallows' Eve, let's explore the legend of the Dog Man from the late 1800s with Rachel Clark from the Michigan History Center. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you.
So, what is the legend of the Dog Man?
The legend of the Dog Man. So, this is a part man, part dog that people have been encountering throughout Michigan and parts of Wisconsin for about the last 130 years. The reports vary, but he's described being 7 foot tall when he stands on his two legs. His eyes are yellow or they're blue. He's very agile. His howl sounds like a human scream. He is everything you would expect to find in a dog man in the woods of Michigan.
So what were some of the specific reports that people had of sightings?
Back in some of the original encounters are a lot of logging camps that see him or her. I guess we assume it's a man.
And it could be a dog woman.
Yes. It was wearing pants. So that's 1887 in Wexford County. So the early reports are usually of men working in the woods who encounter this beast during their time there. And then over the years, it's a lot of times people who are, again, alone, either on an isolated road or in the woods. Their encounters are very similar, though. They do talk about this beast coming out of the woods. It is very agile. It jumps in front of their car or in front of them. It scratches at their houses or their tents. So the encounters, as described, are very, very similar in that way.
And do people report being afraid or just sort of surprised and confused?
Afraid. Very afraid. There have been reports, as any good story goes, that people have been scared to death by the sightings of the Dog Man. There have been quite a few of those, especially earlier on. And then the more recent encounters are just people who are afraid and also very confused at what they think they're seeing.
So how long did this saga last?
It has been actually going on for a long time. As I said, it starts in 1887 in Wexford County by two lumberjacks. And then the reports are Dog Man makes an appearance every 10 years on years that end with a 7. So starts in 1887.
That's so funny.
Recorded encounters, and then 97, 07, and so on, all the way up through. So that is how those encounters tend to go. I don't know where he's going for those other 10 years, but apparently a couple years ago, he made an appearance somewhere.
So we know just based on human biology that we didn't have a man who was living for 100, 150 years as a dog man. Were there any confirmed sightings or anything that we knew that sort of pinpointed who or what this might be?
There have been, especially in recent times, reports and actual descriptions of the encounters and quote-unquote proof of the encounter. There are photographs. I just heard a OnStar phone call from somebody. Apparently, it was totally fake, but reporting to OnStar that Dog Man ran in front of his car and he flipped his car. But those are the types of evidence that people are putting forth. And then there is one film that came out called the Gable film.
Yes, what is the Gable film?
Yes, the Gable film. It looks like it's filmed on like 9 millimeter film, and it looks like the 70s because of the vehicles, and there are people who look like they're on vacation and they're snowmobiling, and there's a young boy who has the camera when he's in his car, and he's panning across the scenery in the car, and he captures this thing in the woods that they're driving by. So the Gable film for a little bit was supposed to be the evidence of Dog Man's existence in northern Michigan, and then it came out to be completely fake. The people who created it admitted that they faked it. It's a really good fake. They put a lot of effort into it.
It kind of reminded me in watching it of the Blair Witch Project movie.
Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yep. Well, yes, like you said, it was a good fake, and there was a movie, I think, that was created around it mm-hmm. as well, this legend.
Yep, you always get stuff like that.
Talk about popular culture as it relates to Dog Man.
Dogman appears in popular culture in the 80s. Steve Cook, who was a Traverse City disc jockey, wrote a song about the legend of Dogman. And so he sort of outlined this story in the song he put together, and then he played it on air. And this was, again, in 1987, a year ending in 7. And he is also purportedly behind that Gable film. So he just sort of did it as a, you know, a thing to do. He put the song together. He put it out there. But then people were reporting that they actually were seeing things. And so that's the earliest sort of pop culture reference that we can find in terms of the Dogman. Then, again, people, and even if you look out in line, people report what they think they see in the woods of Michigan as something they cannot identify, therefore maybe it was Dogman, because it was a beast and it was very large.
Dogman is the thing that just houses all of the things we cannot explain.
Exactly.
So tell me how this crosses lines into Wisconsin.
There is a very similar beast, I guess, the Beast of Bray Road, which I think is a pretty cool name. Uh-huh. And those encounters in Wisconsin date to the 30s, and they're very similar. It's a dog-like man or a Sasquatch-like person. And this one is known for jumping over motorists to scare them and makes these very quick appearances. But again, it's very big. He's very elusive. He's very agile, very similar to Michigan's Dogman.
So either he's well-traveled or we have a whole species that we're unaware of.
Yes.
So why do you think stories like this persist in the minds of Michiganders?
My opinion, part of it is that Michigan and Wisconsin, there are just these huge tracts of land that are woods and open, and, you know, there are all sorts of things that live in it. And when people are hunting or fishing or camping and they see something, they can see all sorts of things that they can't explain. And if you get enough people who claim to encounter something, then these myths and legends perpetuate. So I think that it's just people encounter things in the woods that they can't explain, and you know, you get people of similar thinking, and they just sort of kind of go with one another. But, you know, for a long time, there were stories of large cats in Michigan that were sort of dismissed, and now we've got cougar sightings.
Yes, that's
there's quite
true.
A few in the last few months.
Well,
so I'm not saying there's a dog man out there that's going to show up. However, who knows what's living in the forests of Michigan?
I do know somebody who swears she saw a Black Panther or something cat-like run in front of her in northern Michigan, but I'm going to tell her maybe it was Dogman.
Who knows? You only really can tell, apparently, if it stands up on its two legs.
All right, so it was probably a Black Panther. All right, Rachel Clark from the Michigan History Center, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
A cool summer morning in early June is when the legend began. At a Navis logging camp in Wexford County, where the Manistee River ran. 11 lumberjacks near the Garland Swamp found an animal they thought was a dog. In a playful mood, they chased it around till it ran inside a hollow log. A logger named Johnson grabbed him a stick, poked around inside. Then the thing let out an unearthly scream and came out. And stood upright. None of those men ever said very much about whatever happened then. They just packed up their belongings and left that night and were never heard from again. It was 10 years later in 97 when a farmer near Buckley was found. Slumped over his plow, his heart had stopped. There were dog tracks all around. 7 years past the turn of the century, they say a crazy old widow had a dream of dogs that circled her house at night.